It's as soon as you get unmuted, then now you can hear yourself, right?
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Correct.
I thought you were lying.
Man, we're all in the same room.
We are.
Now, this is the first time that all four of us have been in the same room, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, in 100-something episodes.
Yeah.
Did you guys know we've done over 100 episodes?
That's crazy.
Why is Missing Link shaking his head? It's radio. You have to talk out loud.
Go to Believe and look at number of episodes.
Uh-huh.
That's the number of episodes.
How many episodes has it been?
97.
What?
Well,
no,
producer Katie says it's been 100. Over 100.
We put one on there twice.
Well, okay. Oh. That's
numbered differently, aren't
that's
they?
Not oh. all of our faults, is oh. it? Wait, we put the same episode up twice?
How is
this? It was on the Believe. I know.
I have a whole thing about. For the 100th episode, and we're not there yet.
This. How did this not get caught until episode 98?
Wait. In the group chat last week, producer Katie was like, congratulations on 100 episodes.
Yeah. I celebrated that day.
So did I. Now you're telling me the whole thing's a lie?
Wow.
Oh, come on. What are you going to tell me next? The Kraken aren't up on the Dallas Stars in the series?
Whoa.
Yes, we are.
Yep, we are.
Oh, man, am I loving it lately, too. I tell what? You what. The hockey, man. What do you mean? What? Put your phone down. We're doing
looking,
a show over here,
I was trying
here,
to look
right?
at the number of episodes.
Listen, you're going to be in the room. Look, because we were in the room last time. Wait, was it last time? No, the time before.
Time before.
Yeah. And now you're back from being all famous and stuff.
Yeah. No, I'm still famous and stuff.
All right. But look alive. Yeah. Look alive here. Were you? Was that show business?
Yeah. That was show business.
That was show business?
That was show business.
All right.
It genuinely was, but.
Do you not have to look alive there at that show business? Because you do here.
Which kind of show business was it?
Yeah.
I have a new favorite thing about hockey.
Okay.
Nice deflection.
Yeah. What is it?
When the goalie jumps with both feet.
Groot.
They're supposed to be all of them. They're supposed to be all skate on the floor at all times. It's supposed to be contact.
No, he hops.
But then he hops, and he's got ups, and he's like a little kangaroo.
Yeah, he's got hops. Yeah.
Kangaroo.
Groot the kangaroo.
Oh.
Come on, Ryan. Get on. The kangaroo.
Kangaroo.
Get on that.
Link, is this another official RTS like lingo creation, or is that what they actually call it in hockey, the kangaroo hop, when a goalie gets both skates off the ice?
I've never heard that before.
You've never? Okay, you've never.
Yeah, this is so it's official.
It's a thing
producer
Katie
made up.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. All right. It is pretty funny to watch him do that. He did that after they clinched the playoff series, the one before this. He did a little hop. When the clock ran out
That's
against
right.
the Avs.
He's been hopping.
He did a celebratory hop.
He's been doing some hops.
Yeah. The save hop the other night, I'm not sure if he had to hop, but he hopped. And it hit him in the dome. Which means if he was standing upright, you'd think that'd be above the crossbar anyway. So I'm not sure why he jumped, but he jumped.
Just excited.
But that begs the question.
Yeah.
Does he have hops? Like, do you think he can dunk a basketball?
Like out of skates or with skates on?
Well, okay. I didn't think about that. Yeah, that's a good question.
If you wheeled a hoop out there and he got like a reverse skate going like they do before the figure skaters do before they jump,
yeah.
Maybe he could dunk a maybe the only way he could dunk a basketball is while wearing skates and on ice.
I don't know. You know, those are like an extension of his feet now. After all these years of playing hockey, you're right. Like maybe he needs those
to
get
hops. Well, we could ask Ryan, in your years of playing hockey, do hockey players have ups?
They do. Surprisingly, they do.
Okay.
Especially the guys that are 6'5", 6'6".
You would think they got strong legs.
So growing up with the Thunderbirds living in our house, they would always play basketball in our cul-de-sac. Mm-hmm. Basketball was the thing they did.
Okay.
And yeah, a couple of those guys can dunk. So I think more players than you think can dunk.
Okay. All right. So on the Kraken, who do we think has the most ups on the Kraken? So then you're saying they probably could dunk a basketball.
Kangaroo.
Of course.
Yeah, I mean, he's back there squatted all the
time.
That's
what I mean. He's going up and down all the time anyway.
Yeah, calf muscles, thigh muscles for sure. I'd pay to wax him up and watch.
Ooh.
Wait, what? Yeah.
We got one vote for Kangaroo.
Yeah?
I'm going Carson Soucy. I think
Soucy can dunk?
Yeah, I think he's just athletic enough where he can... Actually,
you know, the hard thing about dunking is getting the ball into the hoop too. We're not, you know, you can't just touch the rim.
Yeah.
Nerf like, ball?
You got to get the...
Yeah, no Nerf ball.
No. Witch Kraken, NBA regulation ball, NBA regulation 10-foot hoop.
Regulation.
As soon as they put the hardwood down for the storm, do, which one can get out there and throw it down?
I'm going to have to go, and I hope I'm not wrong, because I'm kind of taking the easy way out. Going with height. I'm going Big Rig. I'm saying...
Oh, that's what I was going to say.
He's tall.
All right.
I don't even know if he can jump, but I'm going Big Rig.
Oh.
Who are you going with, Brett?
Well, I don't
Stolen.
Know now.
Stolen.
Oh, man. I don't know. Maybe sneakily the big cat. Maybe Larson.
Okay.
The ginger giant.
Yeah.
Maybe the ginger giant can throw it down. Eh?
I don't know. I never saw, like, what was his name? Like, Brian Scalabrine or any of the other gingers in the NBA throw it down. I never saw
it. Oh, come on. Scalabrine's like 6'10". He's huge.
All right, maybe he did, though.
You know what? Okay, quick name drop.
Yeah.
In honor of producer Katie being here, because she's the most name dropper of all time.
Whoa, okay.
When I was famous, I played in some, quote-unquote, celebrity lightly, while that term used lightly while I was there.
Yeah.
But I played in some of these basketball games and charity things and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Scalabrine showed up one time to one of them. It's a true story.
No joke.
Yeah, no, for real. There were a couple of NBA guys in one that I was playing in, and I was pretty much just sitting on the bench enjoying myself watching people play.
Okay.
And Scalabrine was there and some other NBA guys, and they decided to turn it up, and I'm not kidding you when I say my man took over the game, Scalabrine.
Hmm.
I mean, in a charity game, he might have dropped 32 points, grabbed 17 boards. Like, he was sweating. He was going after it like it was a tryout, dude. It was amazing. And I was sitting there on the bench like, I never thought this guy was all that great, actually. But, yeah, crushing it, though.
Just goes to show you how good you got to be,
yeah,
to make it to the pros.
Should we stop talking basketball or start talking hockey before Link's head explodes?
Go Sonics!
Look at him over there. He's like, man, you know, they're playing so great. Everything's so hot. We got to get right into it this time. And look at us.
Yeah, yeah, not possible.
Oh, come on. So Link, should we hit the buttons?
Let's go.
You know, you want to tell the people we have a very special guest, sort of, in so to speak, taking us into the show. You want to set it up?
A little throwback from last year, but we got the PA announcer, Chet Buchanan,
mm-hmm,
to take us out.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Check this out, everybody.
Seattle! It's time to release the show!
So good.
Chet is the man. Yep.
What's cracking? We dipping, we diving, we sliding, we snapping. Hockey in Seattle, boy, we all about the action. Release the show, release the show.
Oh, welcome into Release the Show. Every time I'm watching a game and they're at Climate Pledge and something happens and I hear the velvety tones of Chet Buchanan over the TV, but you know, it's kind of quiet in the background, but you can hear it, you know? I just think, I know that guy.
Yeah. I think I know that voice.
And I always wonder which inflections he going to go with on the, because remember how he told us he has different inflections for different moments? So when you hear him in the background, I'm always like, wait, which Matty Berniers is it going to be?
Mm. Well, remember, we picked a couple of those for him.
Yeah, that's true.
The Vince Dunn one?
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
He always says that here in the background, Vince Dunn.
Yeah, like, we told him.
It's awesome.
Yeah, we said go with the short one on that one. Chet is the man. Shout out to everybody at Climate Pledge putting on a hell of a show down there, including the team lately, everybody. Welcome to Release the Show, your favorite Seattle Kraken hockey podcast. As we sit right now, it is the day of Game 4. Our Kraken are up 2-1 on the Dallas Stars.
Oh,
and
yeah.
we're coming off the 7-2 victory. Everybody's feeling good. I will just remind everyone it's playoff hockey, so you're going to get everyone's best shot. And I'm sure the Link is going to tell me that the Stars are going to be coming for it tonight.
Yeah, they will. Mm-hmm. They're going to adjust for sure. But I think we ride this like win streak, or not win streak, but this game from yesterday.
Some momentum.
Ride the momentum. keep that going because that's what's going to kind of take us into tonight's game, basically.
Right.
Dallas will try to turn around and
Link is so excited to talk about this team. He doesn't even know where to
begin. He's like, I need a moment.
He also said the other game was yesterday. Can you just relax over there for a second? My God. I mean, hold your water, all right? It's the second round. It's going well, but let's not get ahead of ourselves.
There's so much to talk about and try to fit it in this little tiny package.
There's so much to talk about. His brain almost just melted down in front of us.
Listen, to lean over. I was like, Chris,
you all right? Did you pass out? Listen.
I should be sitting next to him. Take a breath. Kind of instincts.
Take a breath. Take a deep breath because McCann, by all reports, might be back tonight, right? He's your 40-goal scorer from this season. A lot of people say best player on the team, perhaps, pound for pound. The McCanner might be back. However, we have been playing pretty well without him. Maybe the win one for the McCanner motivation. How do we feel about the possibility of the sniper coming back tonight for the team?
He was at morning skate today, so he's been practicing.
Was the red jersey off?
Red jersey was off, but he also that was last game too, and he didn't play. So it's still a toss up. But again, in the playoffs, you're not going to play your cards. You're not going to show the other team what's going on. So that'll be a game day decision or game time decision.
All right.
I don't know, man. Well, I don't know. That rookie's been playing well. Like, how do you do it? If he's coming back, how do you reincorporate? I mean, obviously, he's the McCannon. He's the Salmon McCannon. He's going to play. Where do you put Ty? Where do you put Cartier? Where do you put the rookie?
Wait, who? Where do you put who?
Ty.
Who? What's Cartier. His last name, though?
Rookie.
Cardi?
Cardi B?
Cardi? Cardi in the USA?
Cardi
in the I mean, we've been tweeting
Dang,
the gift.
I forgot about that.
Cardi in the USA, man.
Yeah.
What do you do with the league's hottest rookie in the playoffs?
Although now I'm just thinking this through. Let me talk this out with you guys. Yep. Spronger, actual Dan, went out with maybe what was a concussion, never came back. I don't know if he's playing tonight. Do you just you bring the Salmon McCannon back? You slide the rookie into where Sprong was?
Oh, yeah. Well, they got to find a place for him. He's hot. Two goals in the playoffs, and his first ever game was a playoff game.
I think
game.
Sprong is ruled out for tonight. He did not skate at morning skate.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, I don't know. Maybe then that's where you shuffle him around, too.
I don't know anything about setting a hockey lineup. All I know is the kid's got two goals.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hold on. Here it is.
He's been playing well.
Here it is. Cardi.
U.S.
In the SEA.
In the SEA.
In the SEA.
Thank you.
Oh, that's good.
Cardi.
Cardi in the SEA.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Got to find a place for him. Kid's hot.
Well, you know who's going to probably help figure that lineup? Out is the coach. And I got a question for y'all. Can we continue to call him Coach Littlefinger? I mean, I don't know.
You know what? I think so.
Yeah?
I think so. And I think more than ever, actually. Let me state my case.
Okay.
If you please.
Let's put it on trial.
Okay. Listen, may it please Davis Law Group. Here's the thing.
No longer so.
But still friends.
But still very friendly.
Listen. First of all, congratulations to Hackstall, right? For making it a finalist for Coach of the Year. Awesome. Well deserved. I mean, look what he's done with the team in its second year. Yada, 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 right? Mm-hmm. Totally. Awesome. I think we've all grown to love him, even though we still don't know him. I don't think any of us know him. I saw a tweet the other day that said, that was just... like a collage of photos, but they were all the exact same photo of Dave Hackstall. It was cropped right around his head. It's a picture of him from the bench. He's just very stone-faced and like looking off into the distance through the camera. He's got that far-off stare that he has. And below each picture that was, by the way, 12 of just the same picture all on one card, it just said like the many faces of Hackstall or something. And it was like happy, sad, excited, game just won. Like he never really changes that expression. No. He's a steady hand on the rudder in that regard and also doesn't really show his cards, much like who? The character Littlefinger from Game of Thrones, who... despite all his scheming and like whatever, he might have been sort of an evil character on Game of Thrones, but he was a smart character who played his cards close to the vest, never really let people see what he was thinking, was manipulating things behind the scenes, pulling the right strings, and was successful for most of it until the very end when he got thrown through the moon door or whatever it was.
He wasn't really bad the whole time, was he? Like, he was an anti-hero, but he wasn't exactly...
Well, there was some icky stuff towards the end. We don't want to get into it, really. Yeah, that's where it loses the thread. But in terms of like pulling the strings behind the scenes and having the people as his players get some results there, like, I mean, I think it's Coach Littlefinger, dude. Why not? But again, not in a pejorative way.
I mean,
take all the positive parts of Littlefinger. Hear me out.
Who is it? Me? Who's taking the other side in this trial?
I think I won. Link? Let's move on.
We just want
to. I've never seen Game of Thrones, so
he was pretty. No, he was pretty diabolical. I mean, maybe he was up and down a little bit. He had some positive moments at times, but I mean, I think Coach Hack is in it for all the right reasons. I don't know if Littlefinger was in it for all the right reasons.
I hear what you're saying, but I look. I saw a tweet the other day. I saw a tweet the other day that said, I'm melting down my pitchfork into a crown for Dave Hackstall. And I thought, that's great.
Because
there was a time where this very show was asking the question, should he stay or should he go?
Should I stay or and, should I go?
I mean, he stayed, man, and it's working out right now. Right? I mean, Ryan, come on. Talk to me about the coach.
I think this was his plan the whole time. When the team wasn't winning, we were getting on him like, you should be doing more. But... that's taken away from the team. He's letting the team shine. He's stepping back. So he sets up the plan and lets the team actually execute that. And it's not about the coach. It's not about him. He's, you know, obviously his record is showing he's got the wins, the playoffs. He knows what he's doing. The team is built for him and he's actually utilizing those players. Having four lines that can just constantly go and not having the superstar and all the things we talk about, that's him during practice setting that up. And then during the game, he just lets him play.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, there's a lot of stuff that he does behind the scenes that we didn't like at first, but it's all coming together now. So I think it's all by design.
Yeah, I like that the players are aware of the not a superstar amongst them thing that's out there. Matty B directly commented on it. I saw this online. He in his quote, it was like, even though we don't have a superstar, I mean, even they're saying it, and I like that they are aware of that narrative because it makes them want to be superstars. I mean, they're the superstars of the future. Jared McCann, Matty Berniers, Gru was already on his way, but Cardi stepping up. I mean, who knows? Tolvanen? Yo, how about a moment for our man Tolvi? Picked up off the waiver wires. It's got to be one of the best pickups off the waiver wires in recent NHL history, right? Midseason?
I don't know how he fell to us and why no one...
I don't know.
...picked him up. I mean, like, steal. I'll take it.
Steal. Absolute steal
did
right
Did Ronnie,
now.
Like, pay somebody off?
Must
like,
have.
Did he do the little backroom dealing? Like, I'll made some promises that, was, like, are in a dark alley?
It was actually Olchek. That was Eddie Olchek.
Yeah, okay.
But you didn't hear that here.
No, no, no.
No. Just kidding. What else, Katie? What else do you like? Yo, how about Yanni Gourde? Can we talk about Yanni Gourde?
Can always talk about Yanni.
You know, all of this, oh, captain, my captain, who's going to be the captain talk? Who cares? They're all playing so good right now. Leave it as it is. Gourde, setting the world on fire. Ryan, Gourde vibes only? What's up?
Gourde vibes only.
Yeah. Yeah.
Again, back to the team aspect, and there's not one superstar. There's not one captain. Everybody's playing those roles. So Yanni Gourde steps up. I mean, he's scoring goals. Obviously, his line's playing really well.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just hands it off to the next guy, and everybody else chips in. So having those assistants, I like that. And again, everybody shares those responsibilities, and everybody's playing for each other at that point.
Yeah. We've been constantly having this conversation of who's the GOAT Kraken. And they keep switching back and forth, like seemingly every game. You know, Yanni put in an overtime winner. Oh, he's the GOAT Kraken. Dan puts in the first goal the other night, lights the place up, raises the roof. And I'm like, oh, here we go. Dan's back, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's just a horse race. They're just neck and neck for, in my mind, also captain and GOAT Kraken at the same time, right?
I mean, I can look at some of the numbers and back this up if you want. But sure. I mean, like, we all know 7 different players scored in that game.
In the game, yeah.
Seven different players.
Awesome.
Awesome. Kraken have scored 14 goals. That was equals the number of goals that Minnesota scored against the Stars in that whole six-game series. Mm. We've scored that in three games.
Mm. Wow.
According to MoneyPuck.com, the line of Bjorkstrand, Gord, and Tolvi was leading the league in expected goals, 5.1, coming into Monday. When Eberle and Matty B and the rookie Cardi Party in the SEA are on the ice in 5-on-5 play, the Kraken outscore their opponents 6-0 and outshot them 32-16, according to Natural Stat Trick. I mean, pick a line. Everybody is contributing. Everybody is scoring. And then the last thing I want to say is we are blocking shots like crazy and hitting like crazy.
Hitting like crazy, yeah.
Like they're killing us on the faceoffs, but then we're picking up where we need to be in shot blocking and hitting. I mean, it's just, there's the team right there.
Well, producer Katie, you could go back through the archives, but somewhere in these 100 plus episodes, according to you, right at the very beginning, I think maybe even before Link got here, like way, way back, I think we were having a conversation about Hackstall and how he had never really done much as an NHL coach. And now here he comes to Seattle and he's sort of an under the radar choice. But who else was like that when they got hired in Seattle as a head coach? Remember? Pete Carroll. And we talked about how Pete uses that always compete and he keeps you on a bit of pins and needles as to whether your job's secure or not. But it's all in sort of a little fingerish type way behind the scenes. I mean, what about just having three assistants? The competition between those guys, right? Although they're teammates and obviously, you know, whatever, the camaraderie is amazing on the team. But what I'm saying is there has to be a little bit of like, no, I'm going to be the captain someday. And that healthy competition within a team could be breeding what we're seeing right now, correct? And I don't want to ever lose that. I mean, do you think there's a bit of that method in Hackstall's madness the way there is in Pete Carroll's?
I mean, I would have said no last season.
Right.
But now I have to say yes.
What do you think, Ryan? You've been on teams with captains and assistants and whatnot. Like, there's got to be a bit of that friendly rivalry going on.
Look where Hackstall came from. College. Uh-huh. Pete Carroll, college. So right. They're used to getting players from all over the world, you know, country, and molding them together and doing it in a short amount of time. I mean, this is year two. And I was just listening to some interviews from the Kraken, and they're on the off days. They're all hanging out together.
Yeah.
They're doing stuff together. They want to be together. Mm-hmm. So again, that's kind of that college mentality. And yeah, he's shaping that towards it. So yes, always compete, next man up, that kind of stuff from Pete Carroll. It's the same that's going on. And right now I've been on teams that we've shared assistants. Everybody plays that role, but you know, there's that one person that is always going first on drills, first to the rink, last one to leave. They'll be the captain next year if they continue, or if they don't continue what they're doing now.
Right, right. I'm saying I don't know if you ever need to pick one. I like a just, it's very capitalist. Just, you know what I mean? Just assistant let's capitalist. Go. Let's go, man.
But if you're never going to pick one.
Competition breeds results.
But the competition has to be there. I feel like you have to constantly say that you're going to, but then you never
do. Yeah, exactly. Well, that's the
little thing.
Because
if they know you're never going to pick one.
Well, that's true.
Then they're going to be like, oh, well, screw it.
Yeah, that's true. You have to be careful how far you dangle the carrot.
You have to dangle. That's true.
I completely lost my train of thought where I was going next, actually.
You pulled a Ryan.
Gord vibes only. Mm-hmm. Should we give away some Gord t-shirts?
Ooh, sure. That leads right into that. Good job, producer Katie.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah, tell them what you're talking about.
Ryan, tell them what you're talking about.
Why are we going to pass this thing around? Whoa. What are we doing? Are we on a power play? Chris?
Oh, hey. So
no,
yeah,
send it back to me, bro.
I'm going to tell you about these t-shirts.
I'm in front of the net. Send it back. I'll tip it.
After Brett tells you about these t-shirts.
Ooh, tip. Back to Katie. off my skate. Uh-oh, it's loose in the corner. Katie, dig it out of there. Go.
I'm scrapping. And I'm going to pass to Ryan.
Oh, my goodness.
Whoa. We ran a t-shirt contest.
Ryan, give it back to her.
No, yeah.
No, come on. Send it D2D. Give it back to her.
Give and go.
Yeah, Katie, you're back.
We ran a t-shirt contest, and it was a Gord Vibes Only t-shirt. It was reminiscent of the Mariners Good Vibes Only, and it's awesome.
Yeah, see, there you go.
So we're running a t-shirt giveaway.
She shoots, she scores.
Wait, we're running it, or we already ran it?
We ran it. We did it.
Oh, it's donezo.
So we're supposed to pick a winner.
People sent in a code word, vibes.
This time we had a different number than 41 people enter.
We did. Do you want to know the number?
No.
Okay. Do you want to know who the winner is?
That this competition was more difficult.
Do you want to know who the winner is?
Of course we want to know who the winner is right after the drum roll. Yeah. Remember last time it wasn't exciting at all, so I'm trying to pep it up.
Winner is...
Can you do it like Chet Buchanan? Back up for your mic.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Matthew Ingram!
Oh.
I thought it was going to get bump or bump.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, sorry,
yeah,
sorry, wrong button.
Wow.
He's kind of in the money, Matthew.
We're going to get these competitions together.
It's all right. Eventually. We're doing our very best here.
Congratulations, Matthew Ingram. You win the Gourd Vibes Only t-shirt. Send us your mailing address and all that. And thank you to all of you who entered, enter all of our contests. You guys are awesome. The RTS family is clearly growing and growing strong. We love all of you. Chris, when I said I didn't know where to go next, you seemed like you had somewhere to go.
Oh, well, I was just, when the link was talking about how they're hanging out on their days off, I just wondered if y'all had read about Maddie B's day off.
No.
Just here recently, before last game.
No, what I was going to say when he said they were all hanging out on days off is I was going to say, shh, don't tell Morgan Geeky. They don't tell him.
They don't tell him. That's sad. Come on, Geeky Squad. Does he not have a squad?
No, he has a sense of humor. He knows I'm joking. All right, what else?
Well, no, I was just going to say, because they talked to Matty B, and apparently this was his day off.
Okay.
He took a nap. He played some Xbox with the guys. He watched Ted Lasso. And then he got a meal with teammate-turned-roommate Will Borgen.
Oh.
They didn't watch any hockey, though, because there was games on, or I think it was the Oilers' Golden Knights. They didn't watch any hockey. They were like, leave that hockey elsewhere. They played Xbox, watched Ted Lasso, and took a nap. That was Matty B's day off, and he came back on fire Sunday.
I want to be a pro hockey player.
sounds
awesome.
Pretty good.
That sounds pretty cool,
The
right?
day off nap is the best thing ever.
Oh,
you can just sleep.
Nice.
You don't have to get up. You don't have to be ready for something. You just sleep.
Just hanging out. Day off.
Refreshed.
Wow.
Boom.
Hmm. No lasagna, though, I noticed, from his mom.
No lasagna.
Maybe he didn't fold his laundry or something.
I was just getting on to good terms with his mom after, like, bad-mouthing her lasagna.
Do we have any rants
that
have been coming in?
I have some rants, and I have something to clean up from last episode as well.
All right. Oh, wait, hold on. Let me get
Let's do the rant first.
The email sounders ready. Hold on.
This rant comes from a Texas fan who is in Texas. So here you go.
Congratulations, Skippy. You've got mail.
Last night's game had me so pissed off for so many reasons.
Oh.
But I won't get into all of them or else this email will turn into an essay.
Wait. Which game are we talking about?
This came in last Wednesday.
So this is
about a
game that
old.
Didn't go so well. No, we don't want to hear about this.
Just
No. Hold on. Just a second, Katie. Let's just throw this around the room real quick. Gourd Vibes Only or what? What are we doing?
I mean, that's fair.
Do we want to talk about a game that someone was upset here? I don't.
But he's a Texas fan that's upset.
Oh, I missed that part. Are you sure?
Right?
It was a listener from Texas is all I said.
Wait, did we do
this? Not a Texas fan.
I thought we read this email. I'm confused.
I'm so happy that the Kraken won is how it ends. So I think it's Gourd Vibes Only.
All right, I got scared for a second.
So it's
that
not
you're
about
reading
game
an
two.
Old email about a different game that had someone upset, and I was worried that we were going to ruin the Gourd Vibes.
Maybe we should hear him out.
I'm willing to now, but I got nervous.
And then we'll compare our responses to last week's episode, see if they're the same.
All right.
Well, maybe it is the same email. I don't know.
I thought we
did it.
This would be great if it was the exact same. I want to hear this.
First off, as someone who has grown up in Texas for 15 years, I have major hatred for the Stars and cannot fucking stand them. Have I read this email?
Nope.
Okay.
First of all, also, just like, I mean...
Family show?
Yeah. We got to put an explicit tag on episode 197. Come on, Katie.
Yay! Second... What on earth was that first period? I was screaming at my TV because of how intense that game was. And I know for damn sure. Sorry, damn.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait.
Did
hold
I
on.
Do
just
it already?
Just keep pausing. The first period of the... Wait a second. Refresh my memory. What happened in the first period of the 7-2 game?
No. This is
nothing.
A week before
zero
that.
Zero.
This is
much.
A week before that.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, this is making me nervous right now. This email has old playoff vibes on it. We are in Gourd Vibes Only right now.
It's still Gourd.
It's still Gourd.
No,
it's still Gourd. I swear it's still Gourd.
I swear, Katie.
Listen,
I swear,
so,
Katie. It's tonight. I swear, Katie.
To end on a happy note, I am so freaking happy the Kraken won. Now I can be the annoying younger sibling and get my sister riled up.
All right, get through it. It's not about the last game. Yeah, just hurry up. All right, good. Won. Fine. Moving on. Next one.
What the heck?
Do you have a buzzer sound?
I don't want vibes from a week ago. I want vibes from now.
Wow. Wow.
Current vibes only.
Current vibes only.
Do you want to hear Kevin from Denver's response?
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Yes. I mean, we talked about him. We got to hear what he's got to say.
He says, basically, both Chris and Ryan can vouch for me. I was all over their IG messenger.
Hold on. Wait. Pause. You guys, now we're talking to a guy from Denver? Listen, we're playing Dallas, and the last game was 7-2. Denver was last round.
He just all was true. Responding to, like...
I know, but even the word Denver right now is giving me the willies. Ryan knows what okay. I mean. Look at Ryan. He's about to pass out.
You wouldn't let me drink a Coors Light watching the game.
Listen to me. I'm not superstitious, but I am a little stitious, and this is really bugging me.
Okay. All right.
I like that.
We'll talk to Kevin from Denver some other time.
I'm like semi-stitious.
Grubauer's performance in the Kraken V-Stars playoffs game was nothing short of spectacular.
Okay, here we go.
From start to finish, Grubauer showcased incredible skill, agility, and determination on the ice.
Agility, that was that kangaroo hop.
That's yeah. what I'm talking about, right?
The what hop? Come on.
Kangaroo hop.
Thank you.
Sorry. I really failed that.
That's the next t-shirt giveaway, by the way, Ryan.
Groovy remained composed and in control, keeping the team in the game and giving them a chance to dominate and come out on top.
It could say, do the kangaroo hop. You know, like a 50s dance. You know, like the chicken dance. Do the kangaroo hop. And it's like him.
Okay.
Like the outline of him and his pads or something. Like retro, maybe. Yeah. Maybe make like a ring tee.
A retro vibe.
When's the last time anyone wore one of those ring tees? Remember those?
I don't even know what you're talking about. What's
like,
a ring
like tee? Like a 70s style t-shirt where the ring of the shirt is a different color than the shirt.
Oh.
You know?
Okay. Yeah, no, I don't. I can't picture it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Sorry, Katie.
I'm not that old.
That's the funniest thing he said all day.
And that's the meanest thing you've said all day.
Katie, is that it?
Yeah. I got another one from the Stars
fan. She's deflated
fan,
now. She's like,
I don't
even want to read these things
yeah.
anymore.
No, I'm listening. This from a Stars fan?
Yes.
Why are Stars fans emailing us?
I don't.
It's the best Kraken podcast on the internet, not the best Stars
Huge
podcast.
Huge in Dallas.
Yeah.
We're big in the Big D.
It was hard not to be impressed by the Kraken's dominating performance. Kraken played with leaving the Stars struggling to keep up. It's never easy to lose, but it's important to acknowledge when the opposing team played exceptionally well.
Oh, this is reverse psychology. You know
Gord
what?
Vibes.
Forget
Gord
that.
Vibes.
I'm
Dallas.
Done
Gord
with
vibes.
The, you know what? I'm done with the whole email segment Scored. Right now. Forget
it's,
it.
It's real Ronnie over here. Come
bad.
On.
That had that. This has,
real Ronnie.
This has gross jinx written all over it.
Knock on wood if you're with me.
Oh boy, man, oh man. Ryan, what are we looking for tonight?
Fast start.
Mm-hmm.
So just like just talked about, the first period was pretty slow.
Mm-hmm.
They're come out pretty flat. So if come out fast, first shift of every single player has got to get a hit, get a shot, do something to get themselves in the game and set the tone.
Okay.
I think if we do that, we're going to look pretty good.
What's the what were they chanting at the end of the last game? People were trying to figure out. There was a lot of new chants at the Climate Pledge last game. Could you make them out?
I couldn't.
Well, you put out a tweet about chants from the old Mercer Arena, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Okay, so if you were going to bring one of those back to Climate Pledge, because I think the chant game at Climate Pledge is getting strong. People are getting creative. We got to get in on this. We could bring one back or update an old one. What do you want to do? What was your favorite one?
From, like, the T-Birds?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I picked that one, the start the bus. I remember that as a kid.
I remember that one, too.
So, I mean, everybody has their keys. The whole arena has their keys out. They're dangling it, and they're just yelling, start the bus to their team.
I love that.
Yeah, I love that, too. And the little dangles, it gets loud, and you chant the goalie. So that's what they're chanting the goalie.
Uh-huh.
Can you do that one at the beginning of the game?
Yeah.
But it's because the Kraken bus is coming to run over you, and so you're like, start the bus, and you're jinxing, and we're gonna cream
you. No, you don't get it. They turn off the bus. Why would you be turning on the bus when you just got to the game?
Because we're gonna drive the bus all over you.
No, we're gonna cream you. No, we're gonna park the bus. We're gonna get on the ship. Bus at the end. We're gonna all party.
So that one's at the end of the game normally.
Yeah.
To start the bus.
Yeah, start the bus.
Okay. So you only can use it at the end, though.
I think so.
Okay. So I like it.
Yep.
What can we do in the middle when it's intense? In the middle. What are we chanting in the middle when it's like we're on our seats? We've got the 2-goal lead that we always seem to have.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want to relinquish it. What are we chanting?
Don't relinquish the lead.
And just on repeat, don't relinquish the lead. Yeah. Don't. And that's like Ring Around the Rosie.
It's going to be kind of hard. Ryan?
We don't want to end up like Nashville. They have a chance for every single scenario.
You don't want it.
Their games are pretty fun, but it's kind of like soccer. They have a chant for everything.
You don't want to overchant.
No, they can't overchant.
Can we talk to our fellow crackerinos out there? Listen, everybody. Crackheads, cracks. That's not what we're supposed to say. What was? Remember at the beginning, there was a big argument between don't say crackheads, say something else, but it never really worked.
Yeah, people were saying like Kraken Nation things, but then people came up with the Squid Squad.
Right, but people didn't stick
with
that either.
But then they didn't stick with that. No. It didn't really.
None of it ever really struck.
No.
Anyway.
Relinquish the lead.
Crackerinos.
Listen, everybody. Don't hear the word to the wise. This hasn't gone well especially for the Leafs. Don't start getting too confident and start chanting or chirping for the next round or anything before it happens. Let's not be, because right now the Kraken and us as a fan base, we're hot, baby. We are hot. We are like Taylor Swift like 8 years ago and then right after that ticket debacle. We are hot. You know what I mean?
What?
Hot.
He keeps licking his finger. Oh, it hadn't sizzled yet. Sorry, I wasn't sure if it was going to sizzle yet.
Right? We are hot, man. But much like Taylor, don't get overexposed. Don't get overexposed as the young fans that we are by being too cocky and starting to ask for things before it's our time. Like, just enjoy it. Like Drake, stay humble. Be humble, right? Mm-hmm. Chris?
No, that Kendrick. Wasn't even... Yeah, that wasn't Drake.
That's Chris told me it was Drake.
No.
He did.
It's Kendrick Lamar.
No, he mouthed Drake. Just me? Then he was like, Drake.
Don't you frame
you
me.
You just did. Everyone couldn't see it, but he did. He totally did. He totally did.
No.
Chris said that was Drake. It was Chris.
I said I'm
hungry. Go back and watch the tape.
Who's Post Malone?
Go back and watch the tape.
Yeah.
I said I'm hungry for a steak. I didn't say Drake. I said I'm hungry for a steak.
Anyway, let's be humble. And let's be loud.
Be humble, like Drake / Kendrick.
Chris, why did you think that was Drake?
This is ridiculous. I'm being framed in episode 100.
Yeah, in episode 97.
It's my first time being framed on an episode.
Hey, producer Katie, how many times are you going to put this episode up?
As many as it takes.
Yes. Get us to that 100.
She's going
to
be like, happy 200th anniversary. Like Ryan, a week from now.
Ryan, what do you got?
We should start the bus because we just keep throwing each other under it.
Whoa! Give him the
come
ding on that
come
one.
Come on, Ryan, start the chant.
Do I get a ding?
Come on, Ryan.
Oh, that was a ding.
Ryan, start the chant. Come on. Where's your keys,
Where's
dude?
Your keys at?
Oh, come on, start it.
It's a fob now. I don't have a key on it. There you go.
Come on, Ryan,
start it. Start the bus. Start the bus.
Enjoy the Kraken tonight, everybody. Check us out on all social media. At Release the Show. Follow along with us. Check in with us. What are you sipping on? Where are you watching from? Join the contest. Join the fun on all of our social medias. At Release the Show. Hashtag RTS Family. Hashtag First 100. Were you one of the listeners who were our first 100 listeners? You guys are still our favorites. And we know that you're still out there. So when you're tweeting tonight, watching the game, if you tweet at us, let us know you were one of the original listeners. I want to reconnect with all of you guys. It's been a minute. Check out our merch store, releasethemerch.com. Releasethemerch.com. You can get your own Gord Vibes Only t-shirt. If you are so inclined, right? Mm-hmm. It's up there, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yeah. If you didn't win the contest, but you want the t-shirt, Gourd Vibes only, everybody, releasethemerch.com. For Chris, Ryan, and producer Katie, I'm Brett, reminding all of you to watch the Kraken.
Yeah. And
that's the other show.
Bet Online.
Yeah, I know. I do that every time, though, now. Oh, yeah. Chris, hit us with a Bet Online.
Bet Online. Oh, gosh. It sucks because we're at the end of the show, really, and I wanted to savor this win.
No, they know that the live reads are often entertaining, and then they know there'll be something afterwards. They're still here. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, anyway, so what I was going to say is betonline.ag is your number one source for all basketball info, hockey info, sports info, football info, stats info, news info, scores info. I don't think any of that makes sense. I'm sorry, but you can get the latest odds and lines and
you're supposed
player
to make
reports
it exciting.
Okay, hold on. So, for this, Do it like, okay. Well, Drake
just
is...
Just give out the website.
It's for the ladies. Okay, well, betonline.ag, and yeah. And let me call you on the BetOnline, is always your the fastest and easiest way
was
to get everything. Including betting options, your favorite casino and card games. You can play them right from your home. When you're hanging out with Drake at his home, you can still go to BetOnline. It's the best website for your mobile device even to get in on the action. Use our promo code BELIEV, BLEAV, 50% welcome bonus coming your way on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Drake.
Bye, Drake.
YOLO.
Well done.
YOLO.
Yeah. Wait, YOLO?
Yeah.
Who sings that one?
I think that was Kanye. I'm not sure.
Okay. Yeah. Is he feeding me wrong information again?
Yes.
Oh. Say your thing and then we can get out of here.
Oh, shoot. I'm up. I'm still shining. See ya.